Chapter 9. The Escape. Tom and I planned to escape with Jim that evening. When I came downstairs, I found 15 other farmers sitting with Uncle Silas. All of them had guns. I was very frightened. I ran back upstairs to Tom. Tom was very excited about all the guns. We climbed out of the window in our bedroom and made our way to the hut where Jim was. We got Jim out through the hole, and we moved towards the fence. Jim and I climbed over the fence as quietly as possible, but Tom got caught at the top, and he made a loud noise getting himself down. Suddenly, we heard a voice shout, "Who's there? Stop, or I'll shoot!" But we didn't stop. We started running. Then we heard bullets fly through the air on all sides. There were more voices.
"They're going towards the river. Let the dogs catch them. Come on, everybody."
We ran all the way to the riverbank and found our raft. We rowed to the middle of the river before we started talking. "Jim, you're a free man. I don't think you will ever be a slave again," I said.
"It was the best plan ever, Huck," said Jim.
We were all very pleased, but Tom was the most pleased because he had a bullet in his leg. He felt like a hero. When Jim and I heard that, we didn't feel as clever as before. Tom told us not to worry. Then Jim started to speak.
"I don't care about being a free man if it means that Master Tom gets hurt. I'm staying here until we find a doctor to make him better."
I knew that Jim would say the right thing, and I was very proud that he was my friend. That was the end of our adventure. I went to get a doctor, and some of the men came and carried Tom back to the house. Tom was saying strange things. He was more badly hurt than he realized. The men also came, took Jim back to the hut, and locked him inside. Tom was quite ill. The doctor helped him to get better. He opened his eyes 2 days later and started telling Aunt Sally all about his adventure.
"It was us, Aunt Sally," he said. "We helped Jim escape, and now he is free, and you can't touch him."
"What are you talking about, Sid?
That runaway slave is back in the hut, and he won't be escaping again."
Tom got very angry despite being weak from his illness.
"But you can't lock Jim up. He's a free man. Miss Watson died 2 months ago. She wrote in her will that she was sorry that she wanted to sell Jim to the slave traders. She set him free."
Aunt Sally was very confused.
"But if you knew that, why did you help him escape?"
"You can't understand these things," said Tom. "I did it for the mystery and the adventure, of course." Then Tom looked very strange again. I thought his eyes were going to fall out.
"Aunt Polly!"
was all he could say. And there she was, standing in the doorway. Aunt Sally went over to hug her sister, and I took the opportunity to hide under the bed.
"I hope you are ashamed of yourself, Tom Sawyer," said Aunt Polly.
"But sister," said Aunt Sally, "that's not Tom, it's Sid. Now where has Tom gone?"
"You mean, where's Huck Finn? I recognize Tom Sawyer after bringing him up all these years. Come out from under the bed, Huck Finn." So I came out, but I wasn't feeling very brave. Aunt Sally was more confused than anyone, except for Uncle Silas, who looked a bit drunk when they tried to explain it to him. We soon got Jim out of the hut and set him free properly. After all the confusion, Tom, Jim, and I went for a walk along the river. Tom started to plan our next adventure.
"Why don't we buy some horses and go to fight the Indians?" Tom asked with excitement.
I told him it was a good idea, but that I didn't think I had any money left.
"I'm sure that Pap has been to Judge Thatcher and got all my money. He probably drank it all away."
"No, he hasn't," said Tom. "He didn't return after we thought you were murdered."
"Huck, he isn't ever going to return," said Jim.
"Why not, Jim?" I asked. "Do you remember that wooden house that floated down the river during the rainstorm?"
"Well, the dead man inside was your father," he replied.
"I'm sorry that your father is dead, Huck. Maybe you can live with Aunt Sally and Uncle Silas for a while," said Tom. Well, that's the end of my story. There is nothing else to write about, which is good, because it was very difficult
writing all this down.
I think I'm going to run away again soon, because Aunt Sally and Uncle Silas want to adopt me. They want me to come and live in their house and become civilized. But I can't do it. I know. I've tried it before.